This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Florida, like many states, requires children to have certain vaccinations before they can attend childcare or school. Now, some parents choose not to have their children vaccinated, but others, well, they simply don't realize it. USF College of Public Health's Dr. Jill Roberts looked at overcoming that knowledge barrier by focusing in on a northern Indiana high school with a specific strategy. The assistant professor in the Department of Environmental and Occupational Health joins us on University Beat to share her findings. Welcome, Dr. Roberts.
Thank you.
Now, first off, you were dealing with a high school, but it had both a high migrant population and a high poverty level. So what kind of approach did this require?
Well, it really required an approach that was low tech. And so in many cases, people have gone to using Facebook and cell messages, reminders, and things like this. But in this population, we found a lot of people didn't have access to the technology.
So then it required, what was this, a kind of a three-pronged approach to get a hold of parents and let them know what was necessary?
Right, that's correct. So the easiest thing to do is actually to send a note home with the student. So we did an initial note just identifying that the student was missing vaccinations. Once we didn't get a response to the first note, we send a second note home. And that note actually had information from the health department. So it explained more in detail why the vaccines were important and where people could get the vaccinations. In the third prong, if we didn't have a response, we would actually go ahead and call the home, or we would send a resource officer out to the home to speak with the parents.
And this Northern Indiana High School, you saw a tremendous response to this effort, did you not?
Yeah, we saw a huge response. And really, the reason, underlying reason, is that people simply didn't know. They didn't know that their children had missed vaccinations. They didn't know about vaccinations that were necessary for this age group. So this is adolescents. So it was simply an issue of getting the knowledge out there.
What can you do in a different population, like perhaps here in Florida, with maybe younger students where you're talking about parents who are deliberately choosing not to have their children immunized? Can this approach be tailored that way?
There's a strategy you can use to combat some of that, and it's education about the consequences of not vaccinating. So if you have a student that goes to school without vaccines, knowingly unvaccinated, and there's a case in that school of a vaccine-preventable disease, that student is excluded. It means they cannot come to school for 30 days. So once you get that knowledge out there to the parent and say, you know, if this happens, your kid's at high risk, we're going to take them out of the school system for 30 days. Then the parent starts to think more, okay, well, then this is really a serious risk, and what will we do if my child misses 30 days of school?
And can that also be tailored to maybe even a high-tech approach in a different environment, a different school?
Certainly, and we actually do this here. You can use Facebook, you can use Twitter, you can use any of these things that reach a large population and send out reminders. So at University of South Florida, we have a population base that is highly susceptible to meningitis. In fact, in a few years ago, we actually did lose a student to meningitis. So we can send out regular reminders via USF's Facebook page or Twitter. And in fact, College of Public Health has our own page that we post these kind of things and say, you're at risk for this. You should come by the Student Health Center and get vaccinated.
Well, Dr. Jill Roberts, that research published recently in the Journal of School Nursing. You can find a link to that on our webpage, WUSFnews.org. Dr. Roberts, assistant professor in USF's Department of Environmental and Occupational Health. Again, thank you for joining us on University Beats.
Thank you for having me.
For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.